In a world increasingly confused about gender dynamics, many men find themselves walking on eggshells in their relationships. You might recognize the pattern. Your once vibrant connection has gone flat, your partner seems perpetually irritated, sex has become rare, and you're constantly trying to avoid conflict. These aren't simply normal relationship patterns, they're symptoms of a deeper issue, the loss of masculine core. Consider Derek's story. Despite his handsome appearance and financial success, his marriage unraveled when his wife revealed her affair with a mutual friend, a man neither handsome nor successful, but grounded in his masculinity. Their relationship had deteriorated since their first child's birth, with Derek abandoning his boundaries to please her, yet she still found him selfish. The root cause? A lack of masculine leadership. When a woman has to make all the decisions, take initiative, or manage emotions to make her partner feel better, she's forced into her masculine energy. This creates the nagging, irritable, and sexually closed behaviors men complain about, actually expressions of pain from lack of leadership. The solution isn't fighting back or withdrawing. When a man leads from his masculine core, his partner can relax into her feminine energy, and these behaviors often disappear naturally. Our increasingly gender-neutral world has brought positive changes, erasing workplace gender gaps, men becoming more emotionally aware, and stronger economies from women in the workforce. These changes are undeniably beneficial. However, the drive for gender equality has morphed into gender sameness. While beneficial professionally, it's eroded appreciation for masculine and feminine energies in intimate relationships. Many women enjoy a grounded, decisive man who demonstrates caring. Their nervous systems relax with such men, leading to openness and playfulness. Yet media often portrays masculinity as synonymous with misogyny, making men afraid to assert themselves. Women forced into their masculine energy at work and home may function there effectively, but for many, it's not their natural state. After extended periods in masculine energy, they often become irritable, critical, and sexually disinterested. Lost polarity can devolve into contempt. When a woman displays anger about forgotten items or mistakes, it's rarely about the specific incident, but about patterns of feeling abandoned and forced to provide all the leadership. The more passive a man becomes, the more his partner must adopt masculine energy, leading not to the juicy, open relationship he craves, but to mutual resentment. Just as Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart struggled to define pornography beyond "I know it when I see it," many men find masculinity similarly difficult to define objectively. We need a framework that describes the masculine core in replicable terms. Rather than merely mimicking masculine behaviors, men must develop their inner core through three essential elements. 1. Respond versus react. 2. Provide structure. And 3. Create safety. The most crucial element is choosing conscious responses rather than unconscious reactions. A reactive man orbits around others' needs and opinions, frantically trying to avoid rejection or conflict. In contrast, a masculine man's nervous system remains settled even during challenges. The second element involves providing structure that reduces uncertainty and complexity, doing the research, simplifying choices, creating boundaries, and establishing processes that move things forward. By organizing and clarifying things, you become a gravitational body around which others can orbit. The third element involves creating safety for your woman by handling her emotional storms. When she's upset, most men freeze, withdraw, intellectualize, or get defensive, exactly the opposite of what masculine leadership requires. The key is staying present during her emotional outbursts by settling your nervous system and seeing her pain rather than her attack. Non-masculine behaviors stem from a sense of threat, your body-mind strategy to avoid anxiety. When circumstances threaten something valuable, safety, resources, reputation, connection, old wounds amplify this into genuine anxiety. Childhood disconnection events, like being left hungry, crying unattended, or facing angry parents, imprint fear onto developing nervous systems. Children, being egocentric, irrationally interpret these events as their fault, forming two critical beliefs. Others' displeasure is their responsibility, and others' displeasure leads to rejection. This fear continues into adulthood as a reluctance to disappoint. Approval-seeking behavior emerges as the adult reaction to childhood disconnection. Your subconscious constantly searches for acceptance signals, smiles, laughter, engagement, as confirmation you're not being rejected. When approval isn't perceived, anxiety triggers compensatory behaviors, opinion backtracking, excessive apologizing, or people-pleasing. Ironically, this desperate approval-seeking creates the very behaviors that repel others. The remedy is straightforward. Notice when you're energetically leaning in during interactions, scanning for approval. When you catch yourself seeking validation signals, breathe and resist the habitual pattern of seeking approval. Understanding, rather than suppressing emotions, prevents anxiety buildup and reactivity. Contrary to common belief, processing emotions demonstrates strength, not weakness, while denial appears weak to women. Emotions are the body-mind's automation system for efficient interaction with the world. For darker emotions, like fear or anger, they're protective mechanisms. Fear underlies all negative emotions. It's fundamentally the mind's resistance to unwanted outcomes. The key to overcoming fear is accepting that what you fear could happen, and knowing you'll still be fine if it does. Shame thrives in darkness, but cannot withstand scrutiny. To overcome shame, surface the things you feel ashamed about through brutal honesty with yourself. Anger signals that something important to you is being threatened. It becomes toxic when used reactively to avoid deeper feelings like shame and hurt. Masculine leadership requires emotional awareness, yet most men proudly avoid getting in touch with feelings as if it were unmanly. Knowing your emotions is central to being masculine. When done skillfully, emotional vulnerability is seen as strength by women, not weakness. Your masculine leadership is most vital when your woman is upset. Every woman has a vulnerable inner core, a little girl seeking protection and love. Her feminine nature experiences emotions more intensely than men do, with trauma magnifying these reactions. The key insight? 90% of feminine crazy stems from not feeling loved and led. When most challenging, she's actually feeling unsafe and longing for a strong man who can handle her emotional chaos. To manage these situations, first, weather the initial storm without reacting. Don't try to stop her emotions. Be present with them. Hear the pain beneath the blame. While her words say, "Look what you did," the underlying message is, "I'm hurting." Empathy is your most effective response. Acknowledge your feelings without judging them, even when they seem irrational. Taking responsibility complements empathy. Acknowledge your part after feeling her pain. Being in your heart means feeling both your emotions and hers. Women feel safer with men who receive their pain with empathy rather than defensiveness. Her anger typically masks pain from disconnection. When you stand strong in your masculine core while holding space for her emotions, polarity reestablishes, transforming your relationship from battleground to sacred space.